Hey, this is Jeff Milo. I have a new show called My Local, a weekly one-hour showcase of the vibrant Michigan music scene, spanning diverse genres of rock, indie pop, folk, soul, and beyond. Celebrate music from the Mitten on My Local, Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
I'm Shelby Jopie, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit.
Welcome to the Customer Service Center at Citizens Insurance. For claims, press 1.
This week's question comes from just about everyone in the city of Detroit.
Thank you very much for holding. My name is Lamar. How can I help you?
So, I live in Detroit. I was wondering if you could tell me why my insurance is so high. That's right. Today we're asking, why is auto insurance in Detroit so ridiculously expensive?
So why do you think it's so expensive?
Because so many people don't have auto insurance.
I don't know. I don't know if it's they think of more accidents, you know, and more stolen cars or something like that.
I don't know if it's because of the crime rate. It could be a race thing.
To understand why Detroit's insurance rates are through the roof, you have to understand Michigan's insurance laws. We have the highest insurance premiums in the nation. There are a couple reasons for this. Michigan is one of 12 states that requires drivers to buy no-fault insurance, which essentially means that your insurance company pays up regardless of who is at fault in an accident. That means more cost for you.
But the key component in all of that is what's called your PIP portion of your premium. That's personal injury protection, or really your health care.
That's Melvin Butch Hollowell, Corporation Counsel for the City of Detroit. He says states with no fault have certain minimum amounts of health care coverage that you have to buy as part of your premium.
New York, $50,000 more of coverage. New Jersey, $250,000. Michigan, you have to buy unlimited. Either you buy the most expensive coverage or you're a criminal.
And the city commissioned a study from Pinnacle Actuarial Resources that shows Detroiters pay at least twice what drivers in the suburbs pay.
The average premium in the city is approximately $3,400 versus $1,700 in the suburbs.
That's 1 year of coverage for one vehicle. And because of that,
at least half, perhaps as high as 60% of all Detroiters are driving now without insurance. And that's crime under Michigan law.
He says many people get around paying Detroit insurance by using a family member's address outside the city, or even buying one-week insurance policies from pop-up agencies. Just enough time for them to get their car registered. We wanted to know, what reasons do insurance companies give for the higher rates? Here's Tom Shields. He's the spokesperson for the Michigan Insurance Coalition.
Insurance is all about figuring out what are the odds that someone is going to file a claim. And if they file that claim, how much is it going to cost? There are just so many people in that area. The likelihood of you being in an accident and having a claim is much higher than if you live in a rural area where there isn't an awful lot of cars. Secondly, it's because there are more instances of auto theft in the city of Detroit and Wayne County than there is in other areas of the state.
Okay, so there are more people in Detroit, so there's a higher risk of getting into an accident. But insurance is twice as costly, so are there twice as many accidents as in the suburbs? And then there's theft, but other cities have crime issues too. When the city of Detroit commissioned the study we talked about earlier, the report broke down the factors that make up your premium. Here's Melvin Butch Hollowell again.
There's been this big urban myth out there for a long time. Well, they're stealing all those cars in Detroit. That's why these car rates have got to be so high. And the Pinnacle study indicates that's just simply false. That's about 18% of your premium. Then you look at collision. The data shows that's about 27%. PIP, personal injury protection portion of it, is about 47% of the premium. Almost half of your premium is that.
And when it comes to the frequency of accidents, the study shows Detroiters get into just as many collisions as suburbanites. But here's the difference.
There are twice the number of PIP claims filed in the city versus the suburbs. And the value of those claims is double.
Why is Joe, who lives in Detroit, twice as likely to file a personal injury claim rather than Joe, who lives in Royal Oak?
So you see the 1-800 411 pain, pink buses all over the place.
Car hit you.
Car hit you. So when you look at the number of suits that are brought in the city, you know, there's just 8 times as many as in Wayne County Circuit Court versus Macomb or Oakland Circuit Court.
Would the city go so far as to correlate the aggressiveness of these attorneys with the number and dollar amount of claims?
Well, let's just put it this way. You don't see the 1-800-411-PAIN signs all over Oakland County. Clearly, there's been an industry that has built up in Detroit. In fact, that 1-800-411-PAIN isn't even a Michigan law firm. They're based in Florida, but they've set up shop here in Detroit, you know, frankly, because no fault.
After 911, call 411.
1-800-411-PAIN.
By the way, I tried to reach out to 411-PAIN and other local personal injury attorneys, but no one wanted to comment. Hallowell says there's another force at play here. He says hospitals get reimbursed for procedures at different rates depending on the insurance provider. Let's say you get into a non-car-related accident. Your Obamacare or your Medicaid would kick in. And in that case, a hospital could charge less than 10 cents on the dollar. But if you're in an auto accident and your unlimited personal injury protection kicks in,
it's 300 cents on the dollar. So there's an incredible incentive built in to say, well, why not have that extra MRI?
The hope is that it won't be like this forever. The Coalition for Auto Insurance Reform is working to introduce legislation in Lansing that would put a cap on what hospitals can charge. And Detroit is working on its own, more affordable insurance, called D-Insurance. Hallowell says that if the plan makes its way through Michigan legislature, Detroiters who sign up could save between $600 and $2,300 on their insurance premiums as early as next year. Tell us your insurance stories by commenting on our post at wdet.org/curious. Thanks for listening. I'm Shelby Jopie.